250 years of a nation, 1 minute, one story. This is America in Focus. The first week of June, 1776, a continent trembles beneath the weight of revolution. To the north, the American invasion of Canada is collapsing. Starving soldiers drag themselves south, through rain, through wilderness, through exhaustion. Smallpox spreads through the camps like wildfire. Men collapse beside muddy roads. Officers struggle to keep the army together as British forces close in behind them. The dream of conquering Canada is dying. But even as one campaign fails, another battle is beginning. Far out at sea, the British Empire gathers strength. Warships darken the waters near New York Harbor. Thousands of British troops prepare to strike with overwhelming force. Cannons are loaded, sails are raised, and General George Washington waits for the blow he knows is coming. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, history hangs by a thread. Inside the Continental Congress, delegates argue through the heat of early summer. Some still fear independence, because separation from Britain would mean war without end, and if they failed, death. But outside those walls, the people are changing faster than Congress itself. The colonies are no longer asking for rights, they are demanding freedom. Virginia has already instructed its delegates to support independence. Other colonies begin to follow. Across America, royal governors flee. Patriot leaders seize control of towns, of assemblies, and of militias. The authority of the king is slipping away. And waiting inside Congress is a dangerous idea. Words soon to be placed before the world by Richard Henry Lee, that these united colonies are free and independent states, words that could give birth to a nation or destroy the rebellion forever. In these first days of June 1776, the revolution crosses a point of no return. The empire is breaking, the colonies are uniting, and the world is about to change. That was 1 minute, one story from 250 years of a nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
Start your morning the right way at Holt's Cafe in Bedford. From sizzling bacon and fluffy pancakes to hearty homestyle favorites, every plate is made fresh and served with a smile. Looking for a true Indiana classic? Their famous tenderloin sandwiches are a must try. Whether you're meeting friends or fueling up for the day, Holt's Cafe delivers big flavor and small town charm. Stop by Thursday through Saturday and taste why locals keep coming back. Holt's Cafe, good food done right.
Master Heating and Air. Call 279-0549. We're there.
When your heating system breaks down, it's tempting to go the quick route and pay for the repairs to get it running again. That quick fix may seem the least expensive route now, but there's a lot to consider. The age of the furnace, the cost of the repairs, and the energy efficiency of your current equipment. AirMaster Heating and Air Conditioning. They can repair or replace your current system.
AirMaster Heating and Air. Call 279-0549. We're there.